Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from my divine, the Holy Trinity, and sometimes I release music to you in a variety of genres, all under the same umbrella to help empower you to find happiness from within. I just shot a video of some nostalgia. And very excited. I'm gearing up towards my official crowning of the Global Mental Health Ambassadorship and going on my little mission trips wherever the Holy Spirit sends me. And he whispered after shooting a video, Lear jets. You ready to talk about that, Erin? I said, yes. Because I'm obedient to the Holy Spirit. So the first thing that came to mind was the cousin of PJ Flynn. That's what he told me. He was his cousin. And Learjets, they transport all medical organs in emergencies around the U.S. and around the world. I believe they had over 400 in their fleet, if I'm remembering correctly. Very rich. And I found it interesting. What was the time frame, Father? Was it last year? Or was it the year before? Last year, he says. August 23rd. It finally dawned on me, this man had been watching all of my content as a connection on LinkedIn, even though I had disassociated from all the people connected to PJ Flynn. Someone had remotely added him back, and I asked him directly in the direct messages, aren't you the cousin of PJ Flynn? And he denied it. Lied to me. Then I quickly blocked him because I knew the Holy Spirit had reminded me and I didn't want to be associated with this sociopath that tried to kill his own mother and anyone associated with him. I made the decision to walk away from a lot of money when PJ Flynn started acting out the plans of killing his own mother. I reported it to the authorities and they erased phone calls. Many people messed up. And I'm trying my best not to curse because I was just convicted by the Holy Spirit in my little scripture prayer time as I was sipping on a coffee waiting for my time to shoot a video. So I'm working really hard to not curse. I'm imagining myself as I record in a church facility. And I know that I never used bad words whenever I was in a physical church building. So I need to work on that. Please join in with me and work on it as well if you feel convicted from the Holy Spirit. It is in the Word. And my pastor that I follow, Pastor Joel Osteen, speaks about it in sermons. So I need to be respectful. And the Holy Spirit leads my life, guides my every step. So, but I was very, very angry that this person lied to me. All these rich people lied, blocked me from making money for 3 years, covered up their trails, federal government covering up when I called the non-emergency 911 number in 2020. They erased it because they didn't want to get sued from me, so they used their power of influence and erased stuff that's not their legal right to erase it. What do you do? Well, I'm going to show mercy and grace, but the Holy Spirit does not like the Learjet company. And so I don't know what's going to happen to that company. They might have to file bankruptcy. They're definitely going to lose a lot of money after I release this episode. And the Holy Spirit has told me, do not cry for these people. They on purpose blocked me from helping people in the world. helping to prevent suicides. All for what? A silly contest? They're all involved in the Illuminati. Every single one of them. They chose to block a woman-owned business owner. And on purpose, last year, I was a veteran spouse forced to be separated from my husband because a death threat was put on our lives. I've been through so much BS in the last 3 years. I can't wait for October's meeting. And the Holy Spirit revealed to me, it's a very rich couple of people are going to be donating an airplane to Erin Nicole Ministries, and they're going to pay to have it branded and painted, and I can't wait, because we're actually doing good. We're trying to do good. I worked really hard. I didn't break any laws, and all these people broke so many laws. Oh, and my husband traced it all. I married the best, most fierce, trained assassin. And he loves the Father. He walked away from a life of darkness that the government trained him into because he had his Paul to Saul moment. Saul to Paul moment, whatever you want to call it. He walked away from all the riches in the world. He made the decision to choose love and peace, and he asked to retire. I gifted him marriage that he had prayed to the Father for. He had prayed to marry me. He had prayed that I would fall in love with him, and I did. I wasn't planning on it. And last August was when he and I were forced to be separated. That was right around the time where I was being sexually harassed at my day job. I had reported racism that I had witnessed of a person of color in the workplace, and they covered it up. So many people messed up. See, I caught myself. So many people messed up in the last 3 years. And that's what happens when you have a person in power that's not a good leader. Now, it is against my faith system to disrespect a person in power and authority, even if I don't like that person. So I'm not going to say that person's name. It is of our faith system to respect the authority. That is what King David said in the scriptures. And I come from the bloodline of King David. The DNA of King freaking David that slayed Goliath. Like, no joke. You guys messed up real bad. Those of you listening in on my tech, you underestimated me. You way underestimated me. And the Holy Spirit, if the Holy Spirit assigns someone something, there is no amount of money, no amount of evil, no amount of force that can stop a person from being assigned that in their destiny. Go listen to Pastor Joel Osteen. He speaks about it all the time in his sermons. So Learjets, I imagine they're going to write us a very big apology check to Erin Nicole Ministries for royally disrespecting on purpose and lying to me on purpose, even after I had publicly announced that I didn't say his name. I said, I am not associated with this person. I went through this thing, and he still chose to try and lie and get information off of me because they all know how valuable I am. And that's his cousin. Yeah. Now his mom, good woman. She did the best that she could. She helped to get me some money from an HVAC company that I had sold $12 million for in 2 weeks in 2020. Because I am flipping good at whatever I set my mind to, because the Holy Spirit puts favor over me. And I'm not afraid to work. And they weren't going to pay me anything. They laid off everybody. They were a shady little business. And she kept calling them and hounding them because they were harassing me and told me that I wasn't allowed. And I would be breaking the contract if I called the hospital that I sold the HVAC services to. Yeah. So I said, well, I'm not calling the hospital. I have a representative that's calling the hospital. I found a loophole and she was willing to do it for me. She helped me get money. They sent me, I think, $2,500. Not a fair compensation for $12 million in sales, but it was better than nothing in the middle of the pandemic. And it helped. That money helped to stretch out the few months where I was forced into homelessness. So she's a good person. Nobody should be attacking her. She did the best that she could. Her son's got mental illness, and instead of using medications and getting hospitalized, he chose to use illegal drugs and break many laws, and his cousin is just as guilty. Father, do you want me to say his cousin's name? Okay, he said, nope, the authorities already know his name. They've been watching and seeing what I can figure out. The Holy Spirit reveals things to me, reminds things to me. The more grateful you are, the more your heart and mind are opened up. And if something is assigned to you, it's your assignment. It's yours. No one can steal it from you. I can't wait for October's meeting. Whew. I can't wait for that meeting to take place. I can't wait to put all these bad guys away. We're gonna put them away. I think this is my new theme song because it's come up quite frequently and I like it. Who doesn't love a good romantic thriller based on a true, but no, it's not based. This is all true. Everything I speak about, I bring about. It's all true. Based on my perspective, based on science, if any studies come up, based on real life, real stuff, because I really want to help people in the world. And when you have real and you magnify it using whatever platform is good for you, that you're good at, whether it be audio only, video only, pictures or text only, whatever. If you have goodness in your heart and you desire to make a global impact or even a local impact, and you do it to the best of your ability using love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control, long-suffering, any of the fruits of the Spirit, any of them or all of them, it will grow if you are sincere and authentic. And that is what I learned when I was studying market researching from influencers that had huge followers. I just started applying what they were saying. And they all were saying the same thing. Be yourself. Don't try to be anyone else but yourself. That is how you get videos to go viral. By working, by shooting multiple videos. You don't know which one's going to blow up. You don't know which one's going to get into the hands and eyes of security teams that protect the presidents, right? You don't know. I had no idea. I just have been obedient to this calling. He rescued me in 2018. The Father above rescued me, gave me an opportunity, a second chance at life, completely healed me from suicidal ideations. I don't struggle with it anymore. True healing comes from the Father. And so every day I get up and I'm grateful. And I say, all right, Father, how can you use me today? What are the plans today? And it's been so freaking cool. I can't wait for October's meeting. I can't wait. If you desire to have a personal relationship with the Father that I know, that's the Father of all of us, the Creator of the universe, you cannot buy this salvation. You cannot earn it. This is something He gives to all of us. Whether you're in His bloodline DNA like I am, or whether you're adopted into the kingdom. You do have to speak it out loud, though, and then live a life according to what you've spoken about. So if you haven't done it yet, there are no tomorrows. Repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I'm a sinner in need of forgiveness. Please forgive me of all my mistakes. Please come into my heart and never leave my side. I pray this in your name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Get plugged in to a Bible-based church. If you can get plugged in to a small group, awesome. If you've got more time on your hands than money, look and see how you can serve in the church, how you can get plugged in. That's the best way to build relationships, is to start serving. Volunteer in areas that you're good at or you're interested in. You can help with the kiddos. You can help with the music if you're good at music, or sound, tech, video, you know, depending on the size of the church. I started working with the kids as little as, I think I was in fifth grade. I started watching the little infants and stuff so parents could go to the service and have an hour and a half break where they could worship the Creator. It's for you. That's what it's for. So if you want to help with that or custodial work, in our church that I went to from 10 years through like high school, we all pulled the chairs out, because they used that as well as for like an auditorium kind of like gymnasium during the week. And they used it. It was a multi-purpose room, I think they called it. And so we had certain services. My mom was on the worship team and my dad was on the prayer team. So we would get there early, and we knew certain services had larger number of people that would show up. So we'd set up the extra chairs in there in the back. And then at the end of the service, we would tear them down and start stacking up the chairs. We all did it together to help each other. Find a church, get plugged in, and find how you can help out. They will start learning your name. These are people that will pray for you. And you can, if you're looking for a job, this is a great place to get referrals for jobs and get on a worship team. Whatever it is that you are good at or interested in, they love volunteers. And you know, wives, discuss with your husband how much time you can volunteer, because sometimes they will use the guilt trip psychology thing to get you to volunteer for one thing, and then all of a sudden you're there every single day. So that's, I mean, if that's okay with your husband, that's one thing, but make sure that you're not volunteering because you feel guilty, that you desire to be there, and that it's, you're being respectful of your husband, because he should be head of household. So we cannot at this time accept any donations. You can't give us any tithes until the contract is signed in October with all the presidents and the first wives. So between now and then, if you'd like to help us out, what I'd really like, there are every branch of the military in the United States have different chaplains. They are paid through salaries. I would really like it if you would reach out to your local military branch, whether it's, you know, the Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Air Force, National Guard. I'm not sure if they have a chaplain that's assigned to them as well. And our first responders as well. I think they have chaplains. I'm not 100% certain on that. Reach out to them and see how you can pray for them. That's what I would love for you to do. If you're a person of prayer, if you're a meditator, you have a different faith system, we respect that as well. Reach out to them, check in on them, because they're having to pray for the most high-risk people for suicidal ideations. So they need a place, a space to release it. So I would love it if you would pray for them, reach out to them in your communities, and see what their high needs are. And if there's an area that you can volunteer with them, that could be a great way for you to get plugged in and to help alleviate their stress. Especially if you're a mental health professional, maybe you need some hours for volunteering to keep your licensure current. This could be a great place for you to do that. That's what I would love. And then share this post and write a few sentences on social media, whatever your preferred platform is, and let them know, I prayed with, or I volunteered with, and then you can get as specific as you like, or leave it general to protect your privacy and your location, whatever you're comfortable with. But write a couple of sentences letting other people know and encourage them to do it too. That's how we can spread more love around the world and help people that are struggling with their depression. Love you guys so much. All right. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.